You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That is the family of Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver out of LSU, was taken by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey, they asked and she answered.
How far have you come?
Yeah.
And then Lima, just 3 years ago, you were a single man living in Tremont. How far have you come now?
When the Browns make picks, the PR department, now I don't know if this is actually true. I assume it's true. Lima, you have bandied this about. When the Browns make picks, the PR department like immediately gets up there and goes, the dog pound is very famous here. Say you're excited to play in front of the dog pound. Well, apparently Duval, the county that Jacksonville is in, is like their big calling card. They go, Duval.
It's ridiculous to me because nobody else cares. Well, nobody cares what county that you participate sports in.
I don't know if...
We all yell Cuyahoga.
You know what? We got to make it a thing. We are Cuyahoga because we can't just let them have Duval. No, nobody cares.
I don't know if Brian Thomas's mom doesn't care. She certainly doesn't know.
Enjoy it, you guys. You guys want to put out a Duval? You know, that's what they say in Jacksonville, like a really loud Duval. Oh, we're going to have to work on that.
So she knew. Who was that? Who was saying that? Do we know who that was?
That's
was
from it, ESPN.
Was it Melissa Stark or the 30 reincarnations afterwards? So what happened there was she tried. She realized by judging the reaction that there was none, she tried to help out immediately. Hey, Duval, you know, that's the thing that they say over there. That, you know, she tried to bail them out, and it just wasn't happening.
So tonight at pick 54, should I immediately put someone on the spot and go, dog pound?
Dog pound, dog
Tell
pound.
Tell us about the dog pound.
Because you know these players don't even know that the Browns left and went to Baltimore.
Yeah, if Jarvis Landry didn't know, guys younger aren't going to know.
So you got to understand that. You can't even get mad about it. Nope. Like, they're not all going to be historians. Mm-hmm. I do think once in a while you get a player that cares about the history. Joe Thomas was certainly one. But, you know, every year, especially when we take a quarterback, well, they've got to talk to Bernie. These guys don't care. They just don't care.
The guys who ends up being pros, the guys who end up being, they just are not fans like we were.
It's true.
And I mean, it's not like now, it's generational. Like Dustin was a pro football player and he did have family members who were in the NFL. So maybe it's a little different in how you're raised. It probably is. But it's like, he was not like, oh my God, I love this team or that team. It wasn't like that. And I got to tell you, a lot of the guys that we run into as NFL players or whatever, They're not that way. They are not like, I lived and breathed the Indianapolis Colts. Like, no, it's really not that way.
Which is going to be weird for fans because when they were younger, the players were different. They did care. And a lot of teams just tried to draft guys that were within, you know.
Regionally,
because they got it and they always assumed it would be a good fit.
Yesterday, I wanted Andrew Berry, if he wanted to move into the first round, I wanted him to give Tony Khan a call, who is the son and basically one of the principal owners.
He holds a president role of something over there.
I wanted him to do that with the Jacksonville Jaguars and give Tony Khan a call because I woke up yesterday morning, and overnight on my phone, I see Tony Khan, who also owns All Elite Wrestling, which is something you may see. We've been to a show before, and they're on TBS. And I woke up, looked at my phone, and saw him taking a pile driver, a tombstone pile driver.
Oh,
which immediately,
well, it's not a tombstone.
Well, the marks got into my mentions, and I go, you guys, get outside. You watch way too much wrestling. That's coming from me. You were watching way too much, guys.
Wait, the guy who sits at home and just watches old Mid-South.
1984 Mid-South Wrestling.
The guy who has watched all of Smoky Mountain Wrestling because you have one free day every 3 months, and that's how you spend it.
Well, there is
telling people.
There's a very famous New Jack promo that you might want to go back and see at some point.
No, kind of topical.
That is a fan favorite.
It's topical lately after O.J. Simpson passed.
I got a little getting even to do.
So, anywho, I saw him take a pile driver, and I went, holy God, this is the owner of an NFL football team. Now, by the way, they're doing that because I know NFL Films is following him around for the weekend because he's, like, doing double duty. So it's good business for him. They show the draft room last night as they're getting ready to take Brian Thomas. Now, Nathan is a big wrestling fan, and we both know people. He knows more than I do, but we both know people in the wrestling business.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nathan and I were immediately distracted and freaked out when they show the wrestler, they show the draft room. We're on the air, and Tony Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, has a neck brace on. Like Vince McMahon from the steroid trials, neck brace, like a foam neck brace. And I'm going, holy God, kayfabe is alive. He's selling the pile driver.
Andy Kaufman
is who I immediately
Absolutely. Very well done. He's selling the pile driver. And I'm thinking, Nathan and I were going, I cannot believe he's doing this. This is amazing. And then Nathan goes, what do you think Doug Peterson thinks right now? When he's in the draft room, this is the biggest season they have for Trevor Lawrence. They're figuring out whether they want to pay him $350 or $400 million. And they're getting him a wide receiver. And one of the guys in charge has a neck brace on because he's selling kayfabe. He's selling his injury that happened on television the night before.
Is that
unbelievable salesmanship?
It is. And I think we would be outraged if that were Cleveland.
If we
had somebody that was a representing or had, you know, their sleeves rolled up to get to work every day, but it's not on your thing, right? I mean, how much bandwidth do you have? How much energy do you have to be in two different places? Like we talk about DePodesta, at least he's only working on the Browns, regardless of whether he's here or not. At least he's working on the Browns 24/7.
Like that, but
at least we think.
Since it's not my team, it's not my problem.
Yeah,
I thought it phenomenal.
It's hilarious.
I go, that's old school, wild man, sports owner stuff.
But
that's old Bill Vec stuff.
Yeah, it is. You wonder though, in that building, like guys that are taking winning seriously, when they see that, you know, when Urban Meyer, I thought it was hilarious when he was in one of the wrestling promos or whatever.
It was in a pay per view.
It was during a pay per view. Yeah. It was hilarious.
Handed him a laptop,
but.
Chris Jericho.
And it personalizes in a way, you know, the guys that we never personalize. But at the same time, is that what you want your football coach, like, paying any attention? I know it was the offseason. But do you want him paying attention to that at all? Like,
well,
it's,
no.
I know if that happened in Cleveland, we'd have full lines going, this is why the Browns don't win.
Oh, absolutely, we would. I'm not going to act like there wouldn't be that. But it also does highlight you're in an entertainment business.
Yeah.
As much as we want to say it's life and death, and it is, the job is to entertain the Bob driving into work right now. He's got 9 minutes before he has to clock in, and he's thinking it's finally Friday. Your job's to entertain them. That's what it is. It's to get as many eyes on as many things as possible. And I got to tell you, because it ain't my problem, I want my football team to win, and we've had plenty of distractions over the last umpteen years and things that we shouldn't be caring about that we have cared about at a time. But to look on television and to see, I got Arthur Blank having to be explained to him how you've just taken a quarterback eighth overall who's not going to play at least for 2 years because you have Kirk Cousins there and taking it very seriously and then seeing another guy go up there with a neck brace on because of a wrestling spot that they did the night before. Not fake, choreographed. It's choreographed. It isn't fake. They're really slapping each other in the chest, you guys.
But this was just a work, right?
This is a work, not a shoot.
Thank you.
I love it. I think it's old-style salesmanship. I love it. It might make me tune in to watch live pro wrestling. it probably won't happen. I got a lot of things I got to do, and I got a lot of sports I got to watch. Like, if the Guardians are going to play, like, there's no way I'm going to sit there and watch live pro wrestling.
Wow, boy, that's interesting. The Guardians are so good, they're going to ruin Ken's free time over the summer.
What are you trying to say? My free time
is not. I don't think he's saying anything. Exactly
what you said.
My free time is not ruined by watching baseball.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
Wow.
My whole point is, when people tell me, like, did you see this or that? And I always say, I have to watch live sports. I don't get a chance to see it. And by the time I do have time on a midnight on a Saturday, yeah, I'm just going to turn on Mid-South Wrestling from when before I was born. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch the Von Erichs in world class. That's what I'm going to watch. I don't really.
I still got to see that movie.
Oh, that's right. Do you have any follow-up to that?
I still got to see the movie.
Oh, okay. I thought you.
You know what, Anthony? I still got to see that movie too.
Coming up at 9:45, coming in hot. It's probably going to be an exceptional one. Coming up next, Andrew Berry needs to be thinking quality, not quantity. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.